I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Can I get approval of the agenda as presented with the correction of approval of regular meeting minutes to show August 1st, regular meeting minutes instead of July 18th, regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Have a motion, have a second?
Second.
Motion, second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get an approval of the August 1st regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On to unfinished business. Joe Cook first. Fire panel funding request. I think you spoke last time. You spoke this morning. I think council's had some time to think it over and deliberate and talk. So I'm going to ask for a motion to approve the funding for the fire panel in the amount of $34,450. Make a motion to that effect.
I would make that motion to approve the fire panel with the voice annunciation in the amount of $34,540.
That's each then, right? There's not that. Yep, that would be matching the counties that the county's already appropriated. Mm-hmm. I have a motion, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
In the mayor's opinion, the ayes have it. Be funded for $34,540. Next on the agenda is Alex Burkhalter, Housing Solutions LLC, Affordable Housing Request.
Mayor Council, Alex wasn't able to be here tonight. What's still on the table is that option for lease for the joint land on Cemetery and Burr for your consideration. If you guys have any questions, I can try to answer those for you.
I think I have way too many questions for the amount of time that we have, to be quite honest, on the whole thing. So, anybody else have any questions for Terry? Right. Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the option to lease real estate property at Burt and Conrad for the Housing Solutions LLC? Calling one more time for a motion. Hearing none. Motion is. There was no motion. New business. Darcy Gianpietro, Buffalo Community request for variance to City Code 16261, noise on September 9th. You guys have it narrowed down to like just noise on the 9th?
Yeah, I mean, I think someone else wrote that in. So, I'll be speaking for Darcy. I'm Ann Elder. I'm the secretary for our regroup. Unfortunately, Ed could not be here. He's out of town for work. So I'm here today to ask for noise variance on September 9th from 4 to 9 p.m. We want to host a 3v3 ball hockey tournament down at the Buffalo Rink. We're planning on having live music, and it might be a little loud, but it should be at the park. We will also be featuring our new Zamboni, and we'll be hosting a Name the Zam event. So if you can make it down to come vote on a name for our new Zamboni, we'd love to see you.
What do you call that? Zamboni. It's like the big thing in hockey. Everybody has like Pat the Zamboni guy and sort of get along and go by.
It gives us nice, beautiful ice.
Nice, beautiful ice in Bergamo.
Yeah.
Too old for that. Too old for old like me. I don't know what that means. Can I get a motion to accept the noise variance?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Is it country music?
As many of you know, there was talk from Mr. Spearing on starting a new committee to look at affordable housing in and around Buffalo and Johnson County. I know the commissioners appointed their representative, and tonight I'd like to appoint Councilman Madison to be the city's representative on that committee. If I can get a motion to put Councilman Madison on that committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good luck, Scott.
And I'll abstain from that vote.
Reports, Mr. Kerwin. Legal.
No reports to the council. If you have any questions, glad to answer.
Mr. Acey.
Nothing new to report.
John Bissett. I've gotten callers since the last meeting.
That's all right. Yes. Nothing to report. Did want to give the city crew a shout out for all the barricades and stuff for parades and all the summer stuff. They're always up, always ready to help.
Thank you, Captain Griffin. Kevin Silvernagle, Public Works Director. Welcome to number two at the podium.
Good evening. I don't have anything to report. We had a water leak last Thursday on Williams. We were able to get it stopped quickly, repaired, and back online. It was only down for a few hours. Thanks to PD for calling it in, and thanks to the water department and the street crew for getting it done quickly. That's what I got on that. And then the alley. Alley should all be open as of today. Is that right, Brent?
Yeah. There's still some codes out there.
The current fire's open.
Cool.
Good to go. And this Thursday, 17th, that'll be the last day of the pool. So that's all I got. Happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Mayor and Council, the only thing I'll say is the next upcoming project that here in Delaware project, we'll have a pre-construction meeting sometime at the end of this week. I haven't got the time nailed down yet, but once we have that, contractor will be getting on board and getting in touch with the residents out there to get that one ready to go so we can get that done this year.
How long will that take?
I don't have their schedule yet. Being that we're doing asphalt instead of concrete on that one, there won't be that lag time. Part of it is concrete. I shouldn't say that. The bottom of the one hill and intersection will be concrete, but it'll should go. Like I said, I'll get a schedule from them, get it to you guys so you know, and we'll get it to the residents too, so that they know access and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Nice work on the alleys. They look really good.
Thanks. We're down to kind of some punch list cleanup items, so there'll still be some still hitting the stuff that goes on in there.
I've already had talks with little 12-year-olds that it is not erasing.
Oh, yeah, makes you drive a skateboard.
I'm the one that has to go and get them, and I'm the one that has to pay for one of them at the emergency room. We've already had that talk.
Brent, that new project is what again?
Erie, Delaware.
Erie, Delaware.
Yeah.
Are there any oral or written comments?
Cheryl Mann, and we moved here about 20 years ago, and the last 4 years we have lived in the city limits. And every month when I get my water bill, it's a struggle for me to read the amount that's due. I have requested vocally several times that maybe they can make the font bigger, or I've even put a note in the last water bill. I even sleep with the city councilman. I bought this $5 magnifying widen. Granted, I do have, I am sight impaired, but I have given my bill to somebody who has 20/20 vision and said, tell me what that amount is. And they said, well, it's not there. And so, you know, and I am not a high-tech person at all, but I can figure out how to make the font bigger on my computer, on my printer. I figure somebody, some young whippersnapper here in the city hall can figure out how to make the font bigger. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of other people really struggling to see that, and it can't be that hard to do. And so if somebody please in this building fix that, it shouldn't be a big problem. However, Heidi Roberts out of the Buffalo computer, I'm sure she could help you. I'd even pay for half of her bill if she did that bigger, so it's easier to see. Thank you.
I will talk to them tomorrow.
Okay, good. I mean, I've done everything short of cartwheels making in front of the courthouse, and I'd get arrested if I did that. Throws everybody out. Anyway, thank you.
You do have to have some bell on.
Yeah.
I can't read it. I can't read it. Are there any other oral rate comments? Now that Mike's secret's up. Are there any other oral written comments? Oral written comments. Hearing none. Announcements. Planning and Zoning Board meeting August 22nd at 1 p.m. Department head meeting September 5th at 7 a.m. City County meeting September 19th at 7 a.m. City Council meeting September 5th and 19th at 5 p.m. And the city's employee picnic will be September 14th. Can I get an approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn? Yes, so moved. Another motion and second.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?